that's our 30 seconds that we're allowed to play on air, so...
All right, so...
Some old-timey NFL music right now.
Yes, this is a special...
draft day edition.
Draft day edition. What we're doing is, this is not the one of the league that Dan and I are in, this is the... what I call my big money league, only because it's worth the most money out of the leagues that
money.
I play. what you consider big money is all relative to how much money you have, I suppose. But it's the league that is worth the most of the ones that I play in. It is a standard snake draft. So, you know, the 1 through 12, and then 12 to 1, and then back and forth. I am in this league with a partner. We are in connection right now, texting back and forth.
A position where I can see the screen.
Oh, yes.
So I know what's going on.
So we've got our draft board up. We are picking eight.
Are there any keepers in this league?
No, this is a redraft league. Good question, Dan.
Thank you.
Good early topic of conversation while we're waiting for the draft to start question. No, this is a redraft league. I kind of think I prefer it because I'm always playing for this year. So, like, every year I look at, like, the keepers because my league is a keeper league and everyone loves it. But I am always, always, always playing for this year. Well, pretty much. It's always been my thing. I'd rather win this year than next year. And who knows whether stuff's going to work out. So I never really am thinking about keepers in the draft. Because, like, this year, we talked earlier in the official episode of PLP this week that Jay Ajayi was going to be, I think, a big player this year. Because, I just think he's loaded with talent, and I think he's in a good situation down there to put up big numbers. Mm-hmm. He's being kept in our league because last year he was just kind of a middle-of-the-road guy that exploded, so he was picked in, like, the ninth round or something.
Oh, so someone got a sweet
deal. Yeah, so, I mean... I'm happy with the three guys I'm keeping, but I'm not, like, getting first or second round talent in, like, the eighth, you know, which some people are. Same thing with Michael Thomas, the receiver from the New Orleans, who had a fucking huge year last year and is poised to be even better this year because Brandon Cooks is out of town. He's in New England now. He was also picked in, like, the fucking 10th round. All right,
we're live!
Okay, we are now live. The first team is on the clock, 90-second clock, hopefully it doesn't take that long. We're hoping for Mike Evans. That's what we want in our, I think we're eighth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, we're hoping for Mike Evans at that spot. The reason I like Mike Evans better, more than other guys that are going to be in that same neighborhood, why is it taking so long to make the first fucking pick? This is what drives me nuts about drafts like that, about people in their drafts. You have the first fucking pick. You should know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I don't know. It could also be having trouble getting in. I haven't seen any smack.
Yeah, what happens if someone does not make their pick? Does it auto-draft for
yes,
them?
Yes, it will auto-draft. However, they have their ranking set up, and it might just be the default.
That's the other hilarious thing about the league, Season 3, Episode 1.
Yeah.
They leave while the porn is being shot, but leave the computer in the room, so it auto-drafts everybody.
Yeah.
So they all end up with shit teams.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they took...
Round one has been made.
Antonio Brown, number one.
Interesting.
Well, I expected that because the guy that had number one pick is a Steelers fan. And Antonio Brown, you cannot go wrong. David Johnson went second. The third pick should be either Julio or Le'Veon Bell.
I'm going Le'Veon Bell.
And then after that, it's kind of, this next kind of group, it could go any kind of way. But we're just hoping that Evans is still there at eight. Because we don't care
about... And it was Le'Veon Bell.
It was Bell. So we don't care. Aaron Rodgers probably going to go in the first round. We don't care. Because we're going to get our quarterback in the
five or six
neighborhood. At the same time, we're going to get our tight end. So we also don't care when Gronk comes up.
Oh, and Julio Jones was taken four.
Okay, so the top four are absolutely no surprise there. That's going to be the same in pretty much every league, is that those two running backs and those two receivers. This is where it's going to get a little bit different. This league is a PPR league, but the receptions are actually worth a little bit more because it's a straight PPR league, and then on top of that, there are bonuses for getting like 3, 5, and 7 catches or something like that. So it's actually a little bit more of a leaning heavily on PPR than normal, which is part of my reasoning behind wanting Mike Evans, because out of that top group, I mean, I knew I wasn't going to get Julio. I knew I wasn't going to get Antonio Brown. I'm having trouble talking immediately after shoveling 2 pounds of rice down my face hole. Of the group...
Going right down to the wire on pick 5.
Yeah, and what will happen is if it does that, it'll kick to auto, it'll just take the next best, and then that person will be set on auto until they manually make a pick. So when it comes back down to that person, if they're still away from keyboard, it will just do it automatically, immediately. There won't be another 90-second runoff. They're going to have to actually come in, turn off the autopilot, and go from there.
7, 6, 5.
I should be getting... That way you can hear...
Boom, off the clock. Who went? Matt Ryan.
Yikes. Okay, so really? There's your first... Well, it ended up getting auto-drafted, and however he had his stuff set up, Matt Ryan went first. So that's
our first...
But, I mean,
he had the 5 picks. That means he had Matt Ryan in his top 5.
That's the first wrench. That's how quickly, you can do all the mock drafts you want, you can plan out as much as you want. I bet none of the mock drafts you did had Matt Ryan going 5th. So it throws off everything kind of from there. That's why you have to adapt as you're moving.
LeSean McCoy.
I would have grabbed LeSean McCoy so fast right there, being available at that point. Because he's the clear number 5.
Well, yeah, now almost everybody can have like one higher than they expected, perhaps.
Basically. We're still shooting for Mike Evans, though. Even if I had the next pick, I would take Mike Evans. That's where, because I don't trust Freeman. Odell, I don't like, plus he gets hurt. Or plus I feel like he's injury prone. Aaron Rodgers, again, we're not going for quarterback. Melvin Gordon has lots of question marks. That offensive line sucks. He's loaded with talent, but that offensive line's terrible. Mike Evans is the next, is who I want, even though he's got the little red cross there now. I'm not worried. And then after that, you get into Jordy Nelson, who's 32.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get A.J. Green, who has a terrible quarterback.
Yeah.
Mike Evans has clearly the most upside. I'm going to talk him up for the next 5 minutes, and then someone else is going to take him.
Who went?
OBJ.
Odell Beckham.
Okay, so we're now... What?
You are 1 away. 2 away. Where are you? 7. And you said you were 8 or 9.
Oh, wait, we're up right now.
Oh, hey, Jesus.
Someone click through. Wow, Freeman's still available, but we're still going to take Mike Evans. We're not going to stray.
Yeah.
So we took Mike Evans.
Freeman was still available.
It'll be funny if he's there. Well, he won't be there on the way back. But, again, the Matt Ryan thing throws that off. And now Devontae Freeman is going to be in between me and my next pick. So that makes it even more likely that I'm going to be able to land Ajayi.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because Ajayi is just barely popping on the screen now.
Yeah, Ajayi, based on average draft position, Ajayi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 down, and I am picking in like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'll be the 8th pick.
Yeah.
So
there's a good shot.
There's a good chance I'm going to get him, but if I don't, it's not a big deal. So these guys are all gone. Actually, I should just do it this way. Put those guys in red. So AJ Green just went. Why isn't that? I want that thing to stay up.
Julio Jones is gone. OBJ is gone. Brown is gone.
Obviously, we got our first round target in Evans. So there's still Jordy Nelson is still sitting on the board at the end. Jordy Nelson is gone. Okay, so Melvin Gordon is gone also. So that still leaves Freeman.
Devontae Freeman.
Freeman's still there. This is one of the situations where I want Ajayi, but if Freeman is... I don't know. Actually, I don't know. If Freeman's there when it comes back to us...
That's a...
You might have to take him, but I don't know. Ajayi, I really believe in him. I have a lot of... I have good feelings. And it's also... part of the reason I want him so bad at this draft is I know I can't have him in mind because he's going to be kept.
Yeah.
So we're going to slip him into the queue. Okay, so coming back down, as far as your stuff is concerned, we still have not had a quarterback go. Oh, no, we have had one quarterback go.
Did we? Matt Ryan.
Yeah, Matt Ryan. Who took Matt Ryan? Wait, we want to know what number he went. He went 5th, so it's this guy.
Okay.
There we go. So that, so in other words, that helps us on the way back when we're looking for a quarterback as they start to fill in. God, we're only in the first pick of round two, and we're still. It blows my mind that people don't know what they're going to do. There you go.
Yeah.
So Freeman went 12. So that's all of the first round running backs are gone, and Jordy Nelson is gone.
So you picked that pretty right. With the exception of Aaron Rodgers still being there.
Matt
Ryan went instead of him.
Yeah.
But you had...
But again, it's
you had 11 of the 12 there.
There goes Dez. Yeah, it's pretty... The other than the Matt Ryan thing, actually, if you just switch Matt Ryan and Aaron Rodgers, the first round kind of went by the book, other than the order, I suppose.
Yeah. Dez Bryant's going to be an interesting one with Ezekiel being gone.
Yeah,
for a few weeks.
Dez Bryant is a freak of an athlete, but he's one of those guys that you don't know how much he's going to play. I mean, and sometimes he seems to be disinterested.
Yeah.
When he wants to play, he's awesome. That was DeMarco Murray. That's again perfect for us. Keep doing that. Keep taking guys that I don't want. DeMarco Murray, God.
There goes Ezekiel Elliott.
Horrible. This is actually going really well for us. Michael Thomas off the board. That's, Weston is my biggest, I can take my Ajayi now. Boom. So.
Michael Thomas off. And Ezekiel, the friend, take off Ezekiel.
Couldn't be happier about the first two rounds.
Yeah. You're in a good position anyway, where you're about midway through.
Yeah,
there's no long wait.
Yeah, we talked about that in the regular weekly episode. Some people like it. It is fun. It is fun when it gets to yours, especially if you're 1 or 12 and you get two in a row.
Yeah,
that's great. But like we were talked about, you go so long between picks that while this guy's taking forever, I should be filling in, making sure everything's here. Howard's gone. I actually like Howard, although just on a pure talent level, he's nothing. I don't think he has anything on any of the other running backs in that area. I just think his situation is pretty good. Howard's gone. We did Thomas already. Okay, so once again, we're pretty much... we're expecting the rest of this round. Gronk should go at some point. I'd be shocked if two of the three quarterbacks that are left don't go. That was Christian McCaffrey. I was kind of hoping he might slip, but I didn't think there was much chance. He's going to get a lot of touches. And there goes Gronk. Okay, and that's fine.
This is still pretty much on.
Yeah,
the map with what you expected.
Tracking pretty straight with the ADP. Things are going to get interesting, I think, around...
I got to add Gronk for which...
Oh, yes. Gronk went to... Oh, shit. That's hard to tell because I don't know what... It would be the fourth pick. The guy that picks four. There we go. So I'm expecting... Ooh, Amari Cooper. I was kind of hoping he'd slip, too. But that's okay.
Third rounder. Projected for you.
Well, I think he's second round talent. I just think he's going in third because I would have had him.
He's
above.
Got a good guy throwing to him this year.
Yeah, I think he's being undervalued too because he got hurt last year.
Aaron Rodgers still available.
Yeah, and what's gonna what will happen a lot of times is someone will take Breeze and then the next pick will be Rodgers because people will panic. Let the draft come to you. People want to go on because the thing that you can't plan for with an ADP is when runs start. Like if a lot of times the first time someone takes a defense, like the next four people do.
Yeah, because they want to make sure they get a decent one.
Right, because they're not going to pick again, especially if they're near the top or bottom, because they're not going to pick again for a long time. And that's another thing about this league is defenses score a lot of points. Much like we were talking about the yardage being inflated in the league that we're doing with Nick. Your defenses are inflated in this league. Not to the same degree, but in a normal standard league, a defense can be expected to score 10 to 15 points.
Going right down to the last 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, nope.
Okay, so Brandon Cooks. That's fine. See, this is actually good for us because we want to see. We know that there is there are a lot of down the road or next round, you know, 4 and 5 round receivers that I think are just as good as what's going to be taken in like the third round. So the fact that this little section of running backs,
the running backs haven't even touched.
They haven't even been touched yet. The problem that we're going to run into is my partner wants Dalvin Cook and I want Leonard Fournette. I'm not taking Beckham. Okay. What's he doing?
So you're kind of hoping someone picks Cook, so you don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but yeah, that'd be nice. Although Gurley is still there, too. Gurley might be hard to pass on. I don't love that off. Well, I think the offense is going to be better this year, but I still don't. I think those other guys are in better situations. Let's see what he wants to do.
Yeah, some of these guys just wait till the very last fucking second.
I know, it drives me nuts. And if you didn't put a timer on it, they'd take all the time you let them take.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awful.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Oh! Isaiah Crowell!
That's fine.
And that is the end of the second round, and we still have Rodgers, Breeze, and Brady.
Well, see, now what's going to happen now is everyone is waiting on a quarterback.
Right.
So at some point, it's going to be too much value to pass up Rodgers. At some point, if he's still there in 4, we have to take him.
You had 2 picks in a row, pal. Come on.
I know. Jesus. And right now, I'm going to text my buddy right now and just to give you a thought of what we're doing. We're almost certain to take a running back here unless all of these guys are gone by the time I pick.
Which I don't see happening.
Which I don't see happening either, but it could very easily happen. If all of the round 3 projected running backs are gone...
Then you'll wait till round 4.
Yeah, and then we'll go... I'd like to take Pryor right there. T.Y. Hilton, terrible pick.
Really?
This is what I was talking about before.
So he just made 2 really interesting picks in a row.
Well, I wouldn't have made either one of them. Yeah. But, I mean, not. I think...
There goes Gurley.
So Gurley's gone, and...
Yeah, you're gonna get one of your running back choices. There's just...
Yeah, we're... I'm going to let Brandon have his choice. This is what we do, too.
And there goes Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a perfectly safe kick. Doug Baldwin is the epitome of what you call a low-floor player. He's not going to go for 1,600 yards and 12 touchdowns, but he is definitely not going to go for 800 yards and 50 catches. He's going to be 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns. Solid. Fuck Benjamin, dude. My buddy wants Kelvin Benjamin. I don't at all because he... is a wide receiver and weighs about 300 fucking pounds.
Yeah, you have him, like, round 4 at best.
I don't even like him there. I just have him there because that's where... Oh, that helped us, too. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers went. Aaron Rodgers went to the same guy, went to the number 4.
So number 4 now has his tight end and his QB. And Tevin Coleman went.
So the last 3 since we've been where the round 3 so far has gone Hilton, Gurley, Doug Baldwin, Aaron Rodgers, and then Tevin Coleman, all of which I'm totally fine with. I would have taken Gurley if he'd been there, but it was the sort of thing like I'll have to take him if he's there, but I don't really want to.
Mm-hmm.
If Cook is there, then we will have gotten pretty much what we wanted for the first 3 rounds. And then in round 4, you look at the receivers that are going to be available in round 4.
Oh, so many.
I want Demaryius Thomas. He's another, like, the low floor, like I was talking about.
Oh, Leonard Fournette.
That takes away my Leonard Fournette pick. So that makes me feel better because, there we go. Now we're on the same page, bud. So now that takes the choice out of my hands, which I kind of like.
Mm-hmm.
That, now I don't feel like I have to really... I'm not giving up anything by letting my partner have his choice instead of mine. We say that, and now Dalvin Cook will get picked right now. Come on, dude. Who who is that picking? Okay, I don't know this guy. See, the as far as real draft, what I consider draft competition, would be the number four pick, who has taken his tight end and quarterback, which I'm happy about, and then the guy drafting right behind me. Who did he take? Yes. Okay, so...
Lamar Miller.
There. We got... if I... I don't know that I could have drawn up my first three rounds much better than that. Now, whether or not that pans out is a totally different story. But if you had told me, whatever, 30 minutes ago that I was going to have Evans, Ajayi, and Dalvin Cook, I'd be say, yep, I'll take it.
Yep.
Start me right out in round four. Because now in round four... We're going to have the option, if we want, we could take Breeze or Brady, if they're still there. I'm kind of hoping they're not. Kareem Hunt just went way too early, although he got some good news today in that the guy ahead of him is out for the year. Well, he should be bumped up, because he really, this is a good example. He is third round talent, but if you take him in the third, okay.
Yeah.
Now, there are other, my point is, there are other guys in the third round that are more sure things, but again, it's not a bad gamble to take. Okay, so now it's kind of working out good that we got the two running backs. I got the two running backs I wanted, and now everyone else is taking the running backs that I didn't want.
Yeah,
therefore leaving open other positions that I do want.
Yeah.
So this draft is actually going really well.
And there goes.
For us.
Martavis Bryant.
Martavis Bryant. I'm totally okay with that, too. This draft is going really well.
Yeah, you got to fill in some people.
I'm not doing a very good job.
Rodgers, you got to take. There. Hilton, Cook, Miller.
Miller's gone. Actually, is this whole group?
Nope,
not the whole group. Marshawn Lynch is still there. Doug Baldwin is gone. Terrell Pryor's gone. Is Adams still... Devontae Adams still available? He must be.
I think so.
Yes, he is. He might have... He's going to be an option at that point.
Surprising that Kels was still available.
Yeah, and that's the weird thing, is that if you've noticed, the running backs and receivers have pretty much gone the way they're supposed to. The things where you're going to get variation are the quarterback and the tight end, because they're things you only need one of, and...
Devontae Adams is gone.
Okay. Kind of wanted that, but it's okay.
Chances of him lasting like another five picks was
slim.
Shocking.
So right here, we're going to be looking at...
There goes Brady.
Okay, so there goes...
So that was your... What was a 10? Number 10 took a quarterback.
So I just texted.
I bet Breeze goes quick.
I just texted my partner asking if he wants DeAndre Hopkins or Demaryius Thomas, because it's going to be one of those two, for as far as I'm concerned. And I'm the only one that matters, because I'm the one that has the clicky thing in my hand. Okay, so Brady's gone. That leaves Breeze. So Breeze is now a value.
I bet Breeze goes within the next two.
Well, he won't go within the next two unless he goes within the next one, because I'm not going to take him.
Okay. Oh, yeah, so you're number eight, yep.
And I don't think Weston's going to take him either. I'd be very surprised, because he's a smart drafter. He's probably drafting very similar to me. But, like what I said, you have to let the draft come to you. If Drew Brees falls into your lap, you got to take him. But I still think there's too much value in quarterback later on to take Brees now.
Yeah. Although, yeah, because you're guaranteed at getting one of your two choices of wide receiver in this.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
Even if one of them gets taken, you've got the next pick. And it was Hopkins, one of your people.
Okay, so we're taking Thomas. fucking Weston.
Well, you said he was a smart drafter.
He is.
That kind of shows it.
He is. He knows what he's doing.
But well, Hopkins and Thomas off.
To be completely honest, of those two, I wanted Thomas. So once again, I got my way. So it's actually good, because Brandon got his way in round three. I got my way here, and we still got players that we're both happy with. So there goes Kelsey.
Think Breeze will go next?
Breeze has got to go.
Kelsey went to which pick number? One, two.
Kelsey went right behind to the guy behind me. So
okay,
here.
Seven.
So if Breeze doesn't go now, he's not going to go until one of these three.
Yeah,
so
there's only the next two don't need him.
Right. So there's four teams after that. Three teams after that, if he doesn't take Breeze, that are not going to take Breeze either. Ooh. Sorry, already did it. All right, so let me catch up on my board here. Still no Marshawn Lynch taken, huh?
Nope.
Tevin Coleman's gone. Is Carlos Hyde gone?
I have not seen that name.
Keenan Allen, Kelvin Benjamin. All right.
And there goes Mark Ingram.
Okay, that's fine also. Although that's a good... I think that's it's a boring pick, but I think it's a good pick.
Yeah.
Because he's got more... There are more exciting people in that backfield, but he's going to get the touches and the points. I like Montgomery coming up here. How am I looking roster-wise? I've got two in... What round are we in?
We're still in
four. Okay, so we're four. And I've... What have we got? We've gone 2-2. So really, round five, we're wide open. And if you remember, that's when we were going to take our quarterback, and Breeze might still be sitting there. If Breeze is still sitting there, then we're going to take him.
I don't see it happening.
I don't either.
Oh, there goes Alshon Jeffrey.
That doesn't surprise me. Eagles fan. That's the other thing. Most of these people are from Philadelphia, and the three that are from Maine are all Eagles fans. Me and Weston and Gillis.
Yep.
And the rest of these people are all, they all Southern New Jersey, Philadelphia area.
If want me to maintain that?
Yeah.
You have to also, that as well, so.
Okay, so Alshon is gone. Keenan Allen is still there. He's going to want me to take... I kind of hope someone takes Kelvin Benjamin because I don't want him, and Brandon really does. There goes Keenan Allen. I like Keenan Allen, but man, he's like made of paper. Still no Ty Montgomery gone.
Michael Crabtree.
There's another Michael Crabtree's another high floor player. Yeah, Ty Montgomery is the next best. I got to think if you can take Keenan Allen off.
No, he just went?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Because the other thing with Breeze still being available is it kicks all these guys kind of down one, all the round five and six quarterbacks. So I still think we're going to get a really good quarterback. We might even get them later than we were planning. Because as long as they're all still there, I mean, we talked about in the...
Garrett Blunt.
Oh, God, I'm so okay with that.
Whoa, Jesus.
Yeah.
This had him as a projected round seven.
Well, and that's about where he should be going. Again, these guys are all Eagles fans, so... Mm-hmm.
Who would have thought Breeze would make it to, like, this round?
I know.
Oh, there goes Roethlisberger.
Oh, that's good, too.
That was number two took a quarterback?
Number one. Yep. Okay, so that's even better for us. Well, actually, yeah, it is better for us. So now we've only got, four teams that we have to get through without taking Breeze in order to get Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't get him there, I think we're going to be looking Montgomery. I'm going to do this. I'm going to cue Montgomery. Wait, did Breeze just go?
Nope.
He must have.
Derek Carr just went.
We missed Breeze. That's why. Breeze went back a ways. That's fine.
Okay. Jesus, he must have been picked quick.
Yeah, and we must have just missed it. It's no big deal.
And David Carr just went, I saw. Derek Carr, I mean.
Yeah. If David Carr went, then that was a mistake. okay, so... I've lost track of... Okay, let's go...
So, 2 and 3 now have... Wait...
One and two both have a quarterback. Yeah. And then also, who took Breeze? Two after me. So going back.
Ten?
One, two. No, the other way. So
six.
Four. Six, yeah.
Okay.
So six has a quarterback. So three doesn't
almost
have
everybody
one.
Ahead of. Two people ahead of you do not have quarterbacks.
But all of the people after don't. So I think we might have to take one here.
Yeah. Ooh, somebody went to. They. If you scroll up,
Jameson Crowder. Okay, wow, so another. He's gone. He's been rising, so that's not a big, big surprise. I like a lot of these guys better.
Yeah.
We could either go.
Just went Carlos Hyde and Ty Montgomery.
Okay, so I didn't expect Montgomery to get back to me. It was just kind of I got pretty close though. You only end up two people away. Okay, someone else just went. Oh, good, and it was Kelvin Benjamin. I hope Brandon doesn't listen to this episode.
There. So you're up, right?
I'm up next.
Okay.
So. Come on, man.
I mean, if you take Mariota, good chance one of those two is going to be back around for
well,
you.
Well, at the very, very least, one of these guys will be.
That's what I meant. Yeah, right through there. One of those three guys will be available.
Nope.
Allen Robinson just got taken.
That's fine with me. His quarterback sucks.
So you're up.
I'm just waiting on response from the co-owner. If it were up to me right here, I would go Jarvis Landry.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
And hope that one of these guys will fall back to you?
Well,
I mean, the numbers say there's a good chance.
Well, only because I still have these two here.
Yeah.
There isn't, well, let's put it this way, there isn't much in round six that I really want or need other than quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, I'm going to have to pick something here if he doesn't get back to me quick.
Olsen's still available, too.
All right. Done.
Go
we took Jameis Winston. So now we have which I never do, we have the QB and wide receiver combo of Winston and Mike Evans. So now, on the way back through, on the way back down, if Greg Olsen is still there, I want him. Although I don't think he will. I can't imagine he will be. Because he's the last elite tight end. Because after Olsen, after the first three, there's a pretty big drop-off. There's actually a pretty big drop-off between 1 and 2, 2 and 3, and then 3 in the rest of the league. Although Kelsey and Gronk will put up the same numbers. Gronk will just do it in 5 less games. You know, so Devontae Parker just went. That was another good pick. Surprise, surprise. That's the guy drafted behind me, Weston.
Where the hell am I not seeing him?
He should be in here somewhere. Oh, he's over here. Yeah, that's way too late for him. He should be up higher than that. But again, this is ADP. This is where they're going on average in CBS leagues.
Jarvis Landry.
Fuck. Okay, so that's one that I kind of wanted because of how much receptions are worth.
Mm-hmm.
I think he goes over 100 catches. But that's okay. Golden Tate's going to do the same thing. And he's a way more boring player playing in Detroit where it seems to always just be gloomy.
Manuel
and people avoid
Sanders.
It. All right, so there goes Manuel Sanders. See, and here, after you get out of the first five, you know, four or five rounds, it's, you know, if someone goes from here, or it's not really that big a difference. you know, as you get higher in the rounds, you know, you're going to see people, because people are now drafting on need.
Oh, Willie Snead.
I'm totally fine with that, too. I don't like, actually, he's gone, too, right? Tavis Bryant.
Was he?
Yeah, I think he went, maybe he went way early.
Oh, yeah.
He went dumb early. Let's see. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more to our next pick. So with Olsen available, I would say it goes Olsen for me. And then probably, if it's not Olsen, it's going to be a wide receiver. And for me, I would want Golden Tate. Okay, so I just got the I got the okay to do either Olsen or Tate here. And honestly, if I don't get one of those, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'll have to kind of decide on the fly, because I don't love... I don't want to take one of those guys, but I guess I will if I have to. I probably won't take a... Because I think there's a chance that Jimmy Graham goes fucking bonkers this year. I think he's way too talented to be what he has the last couple of years, and he's on way too good a team to be what he has the past couple of years. There goes Marcus Mariota, which is fine with us now because we
can. Because you already have your quarterback.
Yeah, but I still, I really, I'd like to have a team this year with him on
and
it.
And that was number 12 that took a quarterback?
Yes. Yeah. So now...
Four teams still need quarterbacks before you pick again, though. So, I mean, there's a good chance Olsen or Tate might still be around.
Yeah, I want...
I mean, Cousins, Wilson, and Newton are still available. How long will they stay available?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. If they...
I mean, they also realize if they're doing what we're doing that only four teams left need quarterbacks, so they could push that back.
Yeah, if any...
Diggs.
I'm sure... yeah, that's fine. He is...
And there goes Olsen.
Fuck, that hurts. I didn't want that to happen. I will take Tate here. If I don't take Tate, I probably will go with one of the tight ends. Oh, it's my pick. Fuck. Was it fucking Weston?
Oh, there
Weston?
Goes Blau no. Powell.
That was a dumb pick, Weston. He made a mistake.
So you can go with Tate.
I can get my golden taint. All right, so now I'm starting to get a little bit concerned that I'm wide receiver heavy. Although, if there's a lead to go wide receiver heavy, and it's this one. Okay, I only have three, so that's fine. I like those three, though. Demaryius Thomas, Mike Evans, Golden Tate. That's a lot of fucking receptions.
Mm-hmm.
I like this team so far. Not super sold on my quarterback. I still will probably take... well, depending on how far they slip, I would even take Cousins if he kind of drops. But we're definitely going to be looking for a high-end number two, maybe like Rivers. Because Jameis, I mean, as talented as I think he is and as good a year as I think he's going to have, he is prime for a... Because he was so... There was such an improvement between year one and year two. There's a chance for a regression.
Mm-hmm.
But the team has gotten better. He's got more weapons than he did a year ago. So, I don't know. Maybe we... There's also a good chance that he ends up a top five quarterback, which would be obviously awesome for us. Whoops.
Who went?
All right. Jordan Reed is gone. Okay, so now...
That's another...
And the first defense is gone. I mentioned earlier the defenses are overvalued.
The Cardinals, oh.
Yeah.
That's surprising. I mean, they're one of the top ones, but already?
Yeah, it feels a little bit early.
Jordan Reed, that was the number four team that took... Wait, four took Jordan Reed?
It was... Yeah, so four... Yeah, yep.
He's got two.
Well, that's... I don't think that's a bad strategy, because in this league, you can play two tight ends at the same time.
Oh.
And it's actually, that's, once again, I told you, the two smart drafters in this league, other than myself, are at 4 and 9, and taking two tight ends is smart, because you're taking a starting tight end away from someone else.
You've got two of the top four.
Exactly. You just took away...
there goes Rob Kelly.
Fine.
Running back of Washington.
You can have your moderately... talented running back on a shitty team if you'd like, but I'm all set. Marshawn Lynch is still sitting there. Tyreek Hill is still sitting there.
Larry Fitzgerald.
That was you, I imagine.
Yeah.
So here, I think in six, if Jimmy Graham is there, I'm going to take Jimmy Graham. Uh, Kyle Rudolph is gone. See, we might go on a little... See, I might be in trouble here. I might be in trouble tight end-wise. Who was that?
It was number two.
That was two. Yeah, there's some gaps there's there. There's
one, two, three, four, five. Five picks of people who don't have tight ends before it gets back
to how many teams don't? Four? So that even if everyone took a tight end, that leaves me in the Eifert-Delaney-Walker neighborhood, which I'm not thrilled about. So hopefully there isn't a big run here.
Martellus Bennett.
Okay, that's okay. People are avoiding Jimmy Graham because he's been bad the last couple of years, but I think he's going to have a huge year.
And that was number one that took Bennett, right? Yeah.
So, we just need to get back.
Means one, two, three.
Now, chances of any of those... So, really, there's only three teams, really, that I need to worry about. Mm-hmm. And if I... Is this Ertz? It must be.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I end up with Ertz, I'm okay. So, I'm going to end up with probably one of those three tight ends. And Jimmy Graham's gone. I think.
Did he just and go? A kicker just went!
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Where did Jimmy Graham go? Oh, he went way back there. Yeah. Okay, that's all right.
How did we miss him?
That's no big deal. See, I'm happy. See, this is the thing. I'm thrilled with everything I've got up to this point, but I'm not happy with what I'm going to end up with at tight end. Although, I think... See, and this is what I was talking about having things going on runs and people panicking. We rolled the dice and sort of lost. But we're still going to get Eifert or Ertz. And I know Brandon loves Tyler Eifert.
Oh.
There goes Eric Ebron. That's okay.
Where was he?
He's oh, Jesus. That's fine.
Yeah, that's an interesting skip of a few.
Well, at this point, you're also...
Tyreek Hill went.
You're kind of going on, upside. And there's no point in drafting... Like, if you were looking for a tight end, there's no point in drafting Tyler Eifert if you think Eric Ebron's going to have a huge year.
Wow, you Williams, know? Wow. Round 10 option went. People picked quick. Jesus. Oh, and there goes Paul Perkins.
Paul Perkins. That's another one.
I just want to take him because his name's fucking boring.
Yeah, and plus, just got...
Sounds Paul like he Perkins, should be selling my insurance.
There are no running backs in the NFC East that I would touch this year. Ezekiel Elliott's going to be out for six games, and I just don't want to even bother with that mess. And the Eagles have four running backs, and then the other two are just, like... Mm-hmm. I can't even be bothered to talk about them. Rob Kelly and Paul Perkins might as well be fucking... Oh, I know that, dude. That's what I'm doing. All right, so we're definitely going to go Eifert here if he's there. And he should be, right? The guy before me. There's a good chance this is Eifert right here. And we're going to end up with Ertz, which I'm okay with because I'm an Eagles fan. Come on. See, and this is where I don't like it when I feel like I'm pigeonholed into only taking where I have to take a certain position.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I know I've... Oh, good. He took Pierre Garçon. That's good. All right. We'll take our Tyler Eifert. Brandon's happy. Now, I think I'm going to discuss it with my partner here. I think we're going to jump on a defense.
Oh, and there goes Ertz immediately after.
See? And Weston was probably sitting there saying the same exact thing I do. I want Eifert, but if he goes, I got Ertz. Right now, he just said, fucking Tom, much like I say, fucking Weston, about four times a draft.
Nope, there goes Frank Gore. One of the players Ryan had last year.
Yeah, I'm all set with 34-year-old running backs.
Yeah.
That's just me. I'm not into it.
Yeah, he's still a bulldozer. Could probably get into the end zone, but... Nope. And Amir
Abdullah is an interesting one because he's the feature back, but the guy behind him is actually kind of worth more because he catches a lot of balls out of the backfield. See, there goes the Seahawks defense. We might have a little run on defenses here, so I'm going to queue up.
We've had Cardinals go and Seahawks,
we're
going
to queue up Denver, because no one's taken them yet for some fucking reason. We're going to queue up the Texans. We're going to queue up the Chiefs, because mainly because of Tyreek Hill, because return touchdowns count for your defense. And then, as a fallback, we're going to have the Eagles defense, because I think they're way undervalued.
Well, you've got, what, 4 picks in between you and picking a D. And this guy just picked a defense, so really only 3 before it gets back to you. So
right, so I'll
you're looking pretty solid there.
I'll get one of the top 4 defenses.
Yeah.
Well, other than
top
the Cardinals.
Top 4 remaining. Yeah.
Of the ones that are left.
Devontae Walker.
See, there's your, and that should be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, so 11 tight ends have been drafted. There should be 2 teams without, right?
I'm missing 2.
Okay.
Somewhere along there.
Not a huge deal. It doesn't matter who. At this point, that you're all set with that board. Because
your QB and your tight end.
It has served its purpose. But I might pull a Gillis and take the next best tight end. Let's scroll over here and get that first couple rounds out. Interesting that C.J. Anderson is still available. If he is still available, I actually don't know. Let's see. That was Delanie Walker. Kirk Cousins just went. So the quarterbacks,
Jesus.
Yeah, the quarterbacks don't really matter now. We're going to end
surprise up. Surprised Russell Wilson's still there.
I'm surprised Cam Newton is still there. I kind of
scroll back over.
I don't right down here.
Oh, there we go.
I kind of want to take him if he's still there. Just so that someone else can have him. You know what I mean? And if you want a bye week quarterback, it's a pretty fucking good one. The MVP from 2 years ago.
You never know. After a poor year last year, he could maybe come back this year.
Oh, I think the situation is better. I think everything about their situation is better this year than it was going into last year. He's just got too much talent.
Cam Newton.
Yeah, there it goes. So all we need to do is talk about it, and you know who it was?
Weston.
All right, I'm... thank you. I kind of want to take the Broncos, dude. They're the best ones. Okay, though.
Wants the Texans?
Yep.
I mean, any team with J.J. Watt still on D is...
Yeah.
You're okay.
All right.
I mean, it's tough to pass up Von Miller, but...
It is. Mm-hmm. What's left? Go back up to QB. What's still there? Okay, Russell Wilson. I'm okay with that. Yeah, I think from here on out...
You're looking at a pretty solid backup QB, though.
Yeah, I think my next... Yeah. So I'll take Watkins next if he's still there. I'm going to leave those defenses on my little board there just in case. Because defenses are more than anything prime for matchups. Because even if you have...
There goes the Broncos.
...the best defense in the league, if they're playing, you know, the a team that scores, name a team that scores a lot of points. If they're playing the Patriots, for example, and then you've got say your backup defense is the Eagles and they're playing the fucking Browns, you're playing the Eagles that week. Defenses are more matchup dependent, I think, than any other position. So we'll take Watkins the next round, mostly just to sate my partner. But that's why I have a partner, because he will do things that I wouldn't have thought of, and then maybe those pay off huge. It might also You don't want him as a number one, but having Andrew Luck as your backup wouldn't be too bad if he does, you know, if he only misses a game or two and comes back at somewhat full strength.
Mm-hmm. And Larry Fitzgerald finally
wins. Oh, Sammy Watkins is gone now, so I don't have to worry about taking Sammy Watkins. Hunter Henry also gone. Guess who took Sammy Watkins? Gillis. So you may be noticing a trend of the people that I said were good drafters are taking the people that I'm talking about.
Yep.
So
almost every time.
And this is the way it works out every single year. And every single year, the three of us and then...
Eric Decker.
You know, I really wanted Eric Decker. Because that is... He goes along with my Marcus Mariota. He's Mariota's red zone target. Mm-hmm. So my thinking was with Mariota, I think he's primed to be even better than he was last year. And that Eric Decker will benefit from that directly. So that's kind of unfortunate. So now we actually are kind of a rudderless ship here going into this round. If there's no one that I really want here, I might take another defense. That's it for tight ends.
You didn't have another guy highlighted for a few more rounds.
I might even take Chris Hogan here. No, because I kind of... So Randall Cobb... Randall Cobb can't still be available.
Steelers D just went.
Steelers D gone. What else is left for D? I think if the Eagles or Chiefs are still there...
Yeah, you don't even have Steelers listed.
No.
Chiefs and Eagles still available. Now, why do you think Marshawn Lynch is still out there?
Well, I'm not 100% convinced that he is. We might have just missed him. Yeah, I think we just missed him.
Oh.
I think he went somewhere.
During one of the
Sporadic. Yeah, I was in no way, shape, or form. I think, and Anderson's gone too, because he's not on this list. I wasn't ever going to take him. Mm-hmm. Also, why am I not hearing... I wonder if it's because that's plugged in. That doesn't make sense. Why am I not hearing my...
Is Russell Wilson still available? Did we miss him, too?
Well, let's find out.
He must have.
Yeah, he must have gone. And that's totally fine, because, once again, Russell Wilson is a much better real-life quarterback than he is a fantasy one. Or
did we?
I'm guessing we did. But, again, I don't want quarterback. I don't want running backs from
the league. Nope, he's still available.
Mike Ilsley is still there. I just said I don't want him, but if he's there now, I might want to take him. Let's see.
Oh. Eddie Lacy.
Eddie Lacy, the 300-pound running back. That's fine. Well, I heard he lost some weight, but I don't think it's going to be enough. What is it about Seattle running backs and them being heavy? Every year, Marshawn Lynch comes in 25 pounds overweight. Maybe that's what they were doing when Marshawn Lynch retired. They're like, we need a running back who is supposed to be like a shifty type guy, but always comes in overweight. Is Eddie Lacy still available? He is. Let's sign him.
Oh, and there goes Gillislee.
There goes Gillislee. That's fine. I didn't really want him, but it was the sort of thing that you kind of would have had to take him at that point. So what have we got coming back? Spencer Ware is out for the year. So that can be ignored. That's why Kareem Hunt went so early. Come on, man. I need some guidance. I will make a choice on my own. Fuck, there goes Phillip Rivers. That sucks. All right, so that kicks that out. I think now I'm going to just take the best available skill.
Player.
Yeah. He's gone. Doug Martin's gone. Shit. Wait, is Doug Martin gone?
No.
He's still right there. I thought someone just picked him. Was I drunk? Did I miss that? All right, so Doug Martin's still there. That's another boring pick. He's suspended, but...
Why is no one taking Edelman?
Yeah.
Oh, we just... Taylor Gabriel.
Who? Okay. go for it, dude. It's a little early. Not, a little early to be taking flyers.
Not even on the list.
No, I mean, that's a flyer right there. It's and again, it's, you know, it's up to whoever to take, you know, you pick
Deshaun Jackson.
It's me. It's me. I'm up. I'm going to take Doug Martin if he doesn't get back to me real quick. Taking Doug Martin if he doesn't get back to me real quick.
You'll be heavily into Tampa Bay this year.
Ooh, I don't like that idea, actually.
See, that's why I'm here.
But on the other hand, this I don't know.
If he's the best available, I mean,
I know, that's the thing.
You'll need good backups on their bye week, but
there's also the option of going, do we still have the Chiefs D is still there? Come on, Brandon. So right now I'm going between Chris Hogan, which I think is probably I just gave him like four options.
He went, yep.
Okay, I think he's talking about Doug Martin. Alright, so we'll take Doug Martin, and then on the way back, I think we're almost certainly gonna take a defense because the quarterbacks in that neighborhood that I wanted are gone. I would take Luck a little bit later.
There goes the Vikings D.
So Chiefs D is still available. I think, okay, so then so coming back down. Okay, there goes the Chiefs D. So that kind of takes out my idea of taking another defense right here. I'm just kind of thinking the same thing. We're going to try for Theo Riddick right here. If he's still there. Is he still there? Did someone just take him?
Oh, there he is.
There he is. All right, so if Riddick's there, we'll take him. If he's not there, fucking Danny Woodhead, I guess. I just hate the idea of Danny Woodhead. I don't like that. I don't like relying on guys like that. But I'm not relying on him. He'd be like my third or fourth running back. So we're going to say Riddick. Meredith.
Oh, Dak Prescott finally went.
Did Meredith go? Chris Hogan's still there.
Oh, still there.
Okay, so Meredith is there. So now we're looking. Now you're just getting. You're at this point in the draft. You're just going for value. Best available player, really, unless you have real needs at a certain position. I'd love to grab a backup tight end, but I don't think I need to yet. I'd like to grab O.J. Howard a little bit later. Jesus, I really shouldn't. That's another fucking buck.
Hmm?
I was just saying my targeted late tight end is O.J. Howard, who plays for Tampa. After I've got Doug Martin, Mike Evans, and Jameis Winston. Ugh. Man, we have too many bucks. All right, so it's making its way back down. Jack Doyle just got taken. He was another good late tight end type pick. The defenses, the Ravens are still up there. Panthers are still up there. Eagles are still up there.
Good amount of D left.
There goes the Eagles defense. So now defense, I'm not even going to worry about drafting a backup defense because there's no point in wasting a pick on something that I don't really care about. So right now we're going We're going to cue Hogan. Because we're going to get... What are we going to get? I think we're going to get Riddick anyway, unless fucking Weston takes him. And if he does... He took Jeremy Maclin, former Eagle. Okay, so we'll take Theo Riddick there to make Brandon happy. And then on the way back, we're probably going to want to get a receiver, because how are we looking roster-wise? We are, roster-wise, 1, 2... Yeah, we're definitely going to want to... I would say the rest of our skill position players should be wide receivers from now on, which is awesome, because they're a little...
There's a good... There's a good. This is what, round 12 we're in?
I'd like to get one of those. We're in round 10.
10.
I'd like to get one of these two, either Meredith or Hogan, because I think they have real high upside. And then after that, Moncrief is going to get... Has been pushed down the board because Andre Luck. Andrew Luck is hurt. Did he get picked, by the way?
I didn't see him
because
go.
That's still...
No, yeah, still
he's
there.
Still there.
He's still there. Stafford's still there.
Still no timeline for him to even... Yeah, he just got taken, too.
Who did?
Andrew Luck. Gillis. That's a good stash. That's a good stash quarterback. Damn. Is Stafford still out there? Stafford might be a good one to take, too. But I think... So, I don't want Woodhead anymore. Now, I'm pretty much... I've got to stay away from the running backs here. I'm going to want either Meredith, Hogan, Dante Moncrief. Corey Coleman's an interesting one right there. That's probably all I would need there.
Oh, another kicker went.
Good. Take all the fucking kickers you want, because I will take my kicker in the 16th round. Thank you. Because they don't fucking matter. There goes Chris Hogan. Okay. Woodhead, AP, Darren McFadden. Darren McFadden's not a bad choice.
So do you have Charles even on here?
Who?
Jamal Charles. You do not.
No, fuck no. Fuck Jamal Charles. Matt Forte. Yeah, if there was... most of the... I left some people off this list of ones that I just thought weren't even worth drafting. Although it's good to have, you know, what other people are going to take. Though I expected... Are those two guys... Those two guys are gone, I think. I think we must have just missed those, because there's no way they're still available. Marshall and Cobb. No, the next best is Moncrief. He's probably gone, too. Meredith is still there. Moncrief is there. Who's my next tight end? Is O.J. Howard still there? But I'm not going to take him because I've already got too many fucking bucks on this team.
yeah, might as well have their quarterback, wide receiver, running back, and tight end.
I know. That's the worst. I should not have done that. I'll probably take Austin Hooper late then.
Austin Hooper.
We're gonna
That's just a name combination of two of the worst kids I've ever worked with.
You worked with someone named Hooper? Come on. Come on. Now it's not the time to freeze, draft board. Doo-doo. All right, we're going to have to exit out and get back.
Oh, for a minute there, when I saw their name was... I saw Kickers, Inc. Their name is Ass Kicking, Inc. That's not nearly as cool as Kickers, Inc. Oh, maybe that's what I'll change the team name to.
Kickers, Inc. One person will get it.
Yep. That's enough.
Oh, whoops. I want to go draft room. Ah! My fucking router is resetting. Awesome. Fortunately, I can just do it on my cellular telephone. It says it's connected. Okay. Draft room. Come on back to me now. Ooh, just in time. All right, so Cameron Meredith is still there. Hopefully he's there in one pick. He is. Yay. Oh, there goes Carson Wentz. Oh, well. All right, so on the way back down, we're probably going to go... Theoretic's gone. All right, so... We're kind of down to backups at this point. Tyrod Taylor just had a fucking concussion, so I don't know if we want to take on too much of that. But we do need a backup, so I'm going to put him in our little list. We also need...
Matthew Stafford.
We're also going to need that backup tight end. We're going to want this Austin Hooper kid. Because he's... in the best offense in the league. Did Howard go? Did someone take Howard? I think someone... Oh, no, he's right there. Oh, I can't take another buck. That just can't happen. Ooh, what about him? Is he still there?
So your team will definitely give Crocker a boner.
I know, and that's like number one reason why I wouldn't want to do it. This is already way too many. There's Jeremy Hill. Jeremy Hill, I think, very undervalued. He's not going to light the world on fire, but I think he will outperform his draft position. Adrian Peterson gone. Don't care. James White is still available. Might be worth a... I don't know. Yep. This is the exciting part of the draft, isn't it? This is where it bogs down, too, because everyone takes fucking forever.
Well, it would make sense at this point, because everybody's got their main picks out of the way, so now they're like,
yeah.
What's left?
We still don't have a kicker. We just make sure...
This is CBS, the same one that I'm...
Yes, you're...
Okay,
it's,
so,
yes.
Good. This is good that it's like this still.
Yeah.
That's the main reason I wanted to do this, was to like see what the screen will actually look like.
Also, Alvin Kamara is still there. Alvin Kamara is not as good a player to get in a yearly league, but I still will take him late if he's there, because there's a chance he could be fucking awesome.
Especially if Peterson flames out.
Yeah, I think Peterson's just basically going to be a goal line back. I'm not worried about him stealing. That's why, and Peterson is the reason people shied away from, that's why I thought that Mark Ingram was a good deal, because people were pushing him back because of Peterson. He's not going to do much to Mark Ingram's numbers. Mark Ingram's not a touchdown running back anyway. He gets his points in yardage, and that's not going to change. I do like Rishard Matthews. Is Moncrief still? He can't be. Might be. Marvin Jones, Kenny Britt. Ooh, boy, there's a lot of... Jordan Matthews still there. Adam Thielen is still there. He's actually a pretty good one. I like him. Jordan Matthews, former Eagle, up until about a week ago. Corey Davis might be interesting, too. Another one of those Tennessee Titans. So we are still... Well, actually, let's see what's still kicking around for defenses. 131. Ravens, Jags, Cowboys, Bucks. Nothing to really...
Sure you don't just want to take the Bucks anyway?
Yeah, my God. If I took the Bucks right now, Brandon would quit. I'm sure he's mad at me for taking Doug Martin. But I think that he's only suspended for 3 games, and I mean, he's going, I don't know where we got him.
Which means he'll be rested.
Yeah, well, we certainly have the talent to get by without him.
Yeah.
And
expect him
to
have a good week 5.
Yeah, well, if he comes back and he's a legit low-end, you know, I mean, a legit high-end number 2 type running back, then we've got some serious trade bait. Okay, so Weston's up now.
Nope.
Andy Dalton. McFadden went. I wonder if McFadden was the same person that took Ezekiel Elliott. All right, so we've got Weston once again sitting in front of us. I think I wanted... God, all my receivers that I wanted are fucking gone now, aren't they? Yeah, this is a pretty boring receiving group right there. I might take Tyrod Taylor here. What round are we in? 12? He took Jordan Matthews. That's no shock. He's loading up on former Eagles. We're going to take Tyrod Taylor as a backup. Now, on the way... So we just have to keep one... Save one pick for kicker. So then we've got, what, rounds 13, 14, and 15. So I got three rounds. These last three rounds are basically flyers.
Yeah.
I probably... Unless the... If the Ravens are one of the top 10 defenses is still there for some reason on the way back, maybe I'll grab them. But more likely, I'm just going to be taking high upside shots in the dark for the rest of the time. So we can probably end the recording there because it's probably been boring for the last 10 minutes or so.
Still, made it another hour.
Yeah.
Not bad.
So that's basically how the first 10 rounds of a draft goes. Yeah, and then we'll come back in. The next time we record, you will have drafted, and we can kind of compare how these
yes,
two
when is
went.
It, when our draft is Monday.
Monday. Yep.
Next Monday, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Monday morning. And then
like
we
morning?
Just, yeah, it's at 10.
10 a.m., okay.
Yeah. And
I'll
then,
skip work that day.
It's Labor Day.
I can skip work that day.
Yeah. That's why
we're I can skip work any day I damn well, please. Because I know they're not listening, but... It's nice to know it's the day I don't need to be there anyway.
See, and remember I said, I like the idea of Corey Coleman right there.
Boom.
Gillis. All right, so we'll just end right there, and the next time we talk, we will have more nerdy things and more football stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Bye again.